بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, thus far in the morning tafsir, Mawlana Muhammad Saab had completed approximately 6.5 juz, commencing with Surah Al-Fatiha, and thereafter Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Surah Al-Nisa, and now the opening verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a conversation that had taken place between Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and his people, the Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to take up residence in a particular town, a particular land. But they were unable to or unwilling to comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his people, and he begins his address by reminding them of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that يَا قُومِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O my people, remember the favors, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ. When he created or when he sent anbiya, messengers from amongst you, Mufassirin have mentioned from the time of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, right up until Nabi Isa alayhi salam, who was the last Nabi before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these anbiya were from the Bani Israel. A great blessing, great honor of Allah that Allah had bestowed upon them. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And He made you kings, He made you leaders in this world. In other words, He freed you from the enslavement of Fir'aun and his people. You were leading your lives as free people in this world. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He gave you such bounties, such blessings, which He had not given to anybody else in the entire world. Many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings that He had bestowed upon the Bani Israel, which were not given to anybody else in that time. So Musa alayhi salam reminds his people of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does this to soften their hearts, so that they are more ready to accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says to them, يَا قُومِ ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That, O my people, enter the sacred land or the blessed land which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ. And do not turn back, فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Because then you will return as losers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if you do not comply with the command of Allah, you do not go ahead with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, then you will lose the pleasure of Allah in this world and in the hereafter. So he issues this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. But what is the response? قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. They say, O Musa, within this particular land, there is a nation, a group of people who are physically very strong. وَإِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. And we are not prepared to enter as long as and unless they do not leave. In other words, we are not prepared to get into any confrontation, any type of fight with them. And we have decided, فَإِيَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, that if they leave of their own accord, they are prepared to leave and give up this land of theirs. فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. Then we are happy to enter, we are happy to take up residence here. So saying this, they refuse to comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ ادْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ. Two people then come forward, and Quran describes their attribute, that يَخَافُونَ, they had the fear of breaking the command of Allah, of not complying with the wishes of Allah. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا. Allah had blessed them with this consciousness. So they advise their people and say, أُدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ, that enter the gates of this particular land. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ. When you enter, in other words, when you take the first step to comply with the command of Allah, فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ, then definitely, most certainly, you will be victorious. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا, and place your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you truly have iman, you truly have belief in Allah, then place your trust upon Him. So one great lesson that we can take from here, many a times during our daily lives, we are faced with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times it may seem to be an impossible task, that how am I going to comply with this command of Allah? How will I carry it out? I don't have the strength, I don't have the courage. So from these, the advice given by these two people, we understand that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues a command to somebody, firstly, Allah does not burden a person beyond his capability. Allah will only ask you to do that which you are able to do. And secondly, Allah wants to see us make an effort from our side. Take the first step. Make that effort to comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Place your trust upon Him. And once we take the first step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely fulfill that particular command and allow us to fulfill this command, allow us to earn His pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.